Hi there, welcome back to the Grow Jazz podcast. I'll be bringing you fitness education with practical application. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about you've ended a diet, you've gone through a fat loss phase, you've lost some body fat, your body weight is lower. Now what? What do you do afterwards? How can I then maintain this new body composition after the fat loss phase? Because a fat loss phase is supposed to be a period of time, it's not a forever thing. And the great thing is that after that, you can increase your calories and maintain your new body weight. So we know that when you're dieting, when you're in a fat loss phase, your calories are in a deficit. They are below your maintenance levels. They are kind of lower than the amount of energy you burn each day. And so therefore we can then come to our maintenance calories, which is going to be higher than your deficit calories, to then stop losing body fat, but maintain that current level of body fat, that current body composition. So there's a number of things we want to think about here when we come to the end of a fat loss phase for how to successfully maintain, because a lot of people can lose fat. And there's a lot of different ways people can go about losing fat. Obviously, all of them lead to a calorie deficit, but some people do it in a more extreme way, some people more aggressive, some people do it on a longer time frame, shorter time frame, etc., etc. But what quite a lot of people struggle with, and actually, I often say that, and I often find with a lot of clients, that maintenance of that fat loss, you know, maintaining that new body composition is often more challenging than the diet itself. And it's the important bit, because yes, the diet might be 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, but you want to be able to maintain that long term afterwards. And so this process is really important. And the first place to start is understanding that your maintenance calories, so the calories you require to maintain your body weight at the end of your diet, is going to be lower than it was at the beginning of your diet. So you might have been maintaining your body weight on 2000 calories. Then you decided to diet to lose some body fat and you lost 4 kilograms. Amazing, great job. You have lost 4 kilograms, but now you are 4 kilograms lighter. And the calories required to maintain your body weight are dependent on a number of things, including your basal metabolic rate, which is the calories your body requires at rest to live. And one of the things that can impact your BMR is your body weight, how much mass you have. That's why heavier people, bigger people have higher maintenance calories, because their body needs more energy just to live its life and keep it functioning and moving around. So your BMR is going to be lower after a diet when you're lighter. There's nothing you can do about that. If you're lighter, your body requires less calories at rest. So your maintenance calories, now you're 4 kilograms lighter, is probably slightly lower than it was when you were 4 kilograms heavier. And my next point is that this concept of maintenance calories, we can think of it more as a range. So there is probably a range of calories, maybe a kind of 200 range, I'd say, 1 to 200 range that you could sit in and roughly maintain your body weight. So there's a kind of buffer there. It's not just this single fixed number. You must consume 1,850 calories to maintain your body weight. And, you know, it's not like you're walking on a tightrope there. There is a range. And also the other thing to remember is that maintenance depends on your energy expenditure. So it depends on the energy you burn. So if you move more and walk more and exercise more, etc., etc., your maintenance calories are higher because your energy output is higher. So all of those things are going to impact where your maintenance calories are at. And a final thing to consider is that when you are dieting, one of the metabolic adaptations that we can get is a kind of subconscious reduction in NEAT, which means subconsciously, so not on purpose, your body might want to conserve some energy by doing less non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That's NEAT. That just means the energy you use when you're just doing movement that isn't intentional exercise, when you're talking with your hands, when you're fidgeting, when you're cleaning, when you're doing, living your life, this non-purposeful exercise, when you're dieting, maybe when you've been dieting for a while, your body can kind of down-regulate that to conserve on some energy. So you may notice that as you kind of come out of a diet, as you start to feed the body more, your body naturally, again, like, it's not a purposeful thing, but kind of subconsciously, you start to talk with your hands a bit more, you're less likely to kind of sit down. And so that can be a component of our metabolism that increases after a diet. So obviously that can impact your maintenance. So you can see that there's a number of factors here. And so the answer to a question, what is my new maintenance? It's not always it is this exact number. We can pop it in a calculator and get a perfect, you know, answer to that. And it actually requires a little bit of testing. My next point is that when you finish a diet, you want to waste as little time as possible still in that deficit, because a deficit is pretty much bad for everything apart from losing body fat. A deficit is bad for muscle building. It is bad for energy levels. It makes living your life harder. It means you can have less food. So we don't want to spend more time than we need to in this deficit. And that kind of brings me on to the concept of reverse dieting, which would be this very gradual increase in calories over time, with the concept that that will help you eat more and not gain any body fat and that kind of thing. A reverse diet, like this concept of reverse dieting, to increase your metabolism doesn't exist. What a reverse diet might be doing is just returning from your deficit calories up towards maintenance calories in smaller increments. Now, you have to remember that all throughout that time, if you're going in smaller increments, you are spending more time in a deficit, because you are still in a deficit. You're just breaking it up and gradually adding calories and working towards maintenance. So it's not a bad thing to... So you have two options, really. And we're going to talk about how you can kind of get an estimate of your new maintenance calories. But you can either return to those new estimated maintenance calories in one jump, or you can do it in a few smaller steps. But I'm not going to call it reverse dieting, because I think reverse dieting is really misunderstood, often like very misleading and that kind of thing. But in terms of your new estimated maintenance calories, so using the things I spoke about there, so maybe knowledge of your previous maintenance calories, knowledge of obviously where your calories have ended in your diet and that kind of thing, you can make an estimate yourself. Your coach can make an estimate. So obviously when I'm taking clients, you know, through the end of a diet, bringing them to maintenance, this is all something I do for them. Or you could use an online calculator, so like something like on tdee.com or .net or whatever it is. A lot of them are very similar, but an online calorie kind of calculator to get an estimate. As I said at the beginning, I kind of spoke about all the different things that will impact your maintenance calories. It is going to be an estimate. It is going to be, you know, based on averages, but that's going to give you a ballpark figure. And as I said, from there, you can either go to those new estimated calories in one jump, or you can go there in a few smaller steps. Now, going up in one jump is going to reduce the time you spend in the deficit, in the diet, and all the negative things that come with that. But doing it in a few steps might feel mentally more manageable for someone, and it does also reduce our likelihood of overshooting. So if you're uncertain on where your new estimated maintenance calories were, you might decide, okay, I'm going to increase my calories by 200. I'm going to test it, see how my body responds, and then make adjustments if needed from there, if you don't really have a gauge of where your maintenance calories might be. So then we come on to that testing process. So you want to eat at your new calorie target, whether you've decided to take a small, you know, a slightly smaller calorie increase, whether you've decided to take a slightly larger one. You want to test that process, and by eating at that new calorie target, I'd say for a minimum of 2 to 3 weeks. So 2 to 3 weeks of consistently hitting that new calorie target. And I guess there's kind of three possible outcomes. Outcome one is that your body weight continues to decrease, and that would suggest that you're still in a deficit. So if you think of a deficit being down there and maintenance being up here, you're still somewhere in the middle, so meaning you're in a smaller deficit, but still a deficit nonetheless. That's why you're seeing body weight continue to decrease. So you may want to add maybe about 100 calories a day, repeat the process and try again. If your body weight stays roughly the same, brilliant. You're at your new maintenance levels, go you, yay, that's good news. If your body weight continually increases over those 2 to 3 weeks, it looks like you might have overshot your new maintenance and you might need to kind of reduce them by about 100 calories per day roughly and repeat the process, test and see how your body responds. So what we're aiming for is for body weight to roughly stay the same on average over time. We know that scale weight shows fluctuations based on what time you ate last night, how many carbohydrates you ate last night, where you are in your menstrual cycle, etc., etc. We're talking about averages. On average, being in and around, you know, plus or minus a few pounds, you know, plus or minus a kilo either side of kind of maintenance levels on average. One thing to consider, when you come from a deficit and you come up to maintenance or even just, you know, adding calories, your body weight will increase a little bit at first. It's very uncommon to maintain your very lowest body weight after a diet, and that is because that's two reasons really. Firstly, you have more food in the body, you know, you've increased your calories by 200, 300, 400, whatever. You have more food in your stomach and in your body that weighs something on the scale. The other thing is that your carbohydrates are likely to be a bit higher. Maybe your sodium levels are slightly higher. Those things kind of stored in the body get stored with water molecules within the cells. And so we'll see that on the scale too. So you might sit, you know, you might see the scale kind of over the first week or so come up by about a kilo, maybe 2 pounds-ish, you know, from 0.5 to 1 kilo, maybe it might be a little bit more for some people, might be a little bit less, but it should stabilize after the first week or so. If it's continually increasing over a few weeks, you know, 2-3 weeks, and you keep on seeing the scale go up, you know, refer back to what I just said. If your body weight's continually increasing, you may have overshot your maintenance calories and crept into a surplus, and you may need to bring things down if you want to remain kind of at maintenance. One scenario is that you have got to the end of a diet and your body weight actually began to kind of plateau. So you might have ended a diet, but over the past 2-3 weeks, your body weight just kind of wasn't decreasing anymore, and so actually where you've ended the diet and those calories are actually maintaining your body weight that is within your maintenance range now. So that might have, because we know as we go throughout a diet what was a deficit for you at one point might no longer be anymore as you diet, as you lose body weight, etc. So you may end a diet within your maintenance range because your body weight has kind of plateaued. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't be able to eat a bit more and still remain within that maintenance range, but it might be a bit less. You know, you might be able to add, you know, 100 calories, test that out, see how your body responds. As I said right at the beginning, as you kind of maybe start to eat a little bit more, your NEAT, so your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, your subconscious movement might start to go up. That again will increase your kind of maintenance levels. And so this whole process is trial and error. You have to make a change, make an informed change, test how your body responds until you find those maintenance levels. My final point, and So that's like practically what you do in terms of like numbers and what we're trying to achieve. Well, I guess that's like theoretically really, isn't it? Because practically, the reason maintenance can be a challenge is because deficit and dieting it's quite clear cut. We've got very clear targets and goals of how your day should look, tracking, steps, cardio. We know what we're looking for in terms of body weight decreasing. It's all very clear cut and there's clear goals. Maintenance is a bit less clear cut, but what you need to remember is that many of the habits that helped you lose the fat in the first place will be the habits that help you maintain that body composition. So you can't finish a diet and expect to drop a load of that structure and those habits and those steps, etc., etc., and still be able to maintain your body weight. Because, I mean, particularly for women, you might be dieting on 1,500 calories and you might be maintaining on 1,800 calories. Now, 300 calories more, that's what, you know, an extra snack, or that is like slightly larger serving sizes at each meal. It's not massive. And it's very easy to eat 300 calories, as you might know. And so you do, you know, we can't just go, oh, all of those things, just going to let those go out of the window. So you want to keep some good level of activity. So I wouldn't suddenly, you know, if you've got a step target, a cardio target, I wouldn't suddenly just drop all of that at the end of a diet. I'd keep a fair amount of that in, at least at first. We can kind of phase these things over time, but I'd keep some, you know, a decent level of your step target, maybe your cardio as well. I'd maintain the eating structure that you had, probably maintaining similar meals, just make slight adjustments to them, make slight tweaks to them over time. You could perhaps just increase serving sizes, maybe of your carbohydrates. Think about when have you struggled most with your diet? You know, what part of the day are you getting most hungry? Maybe kind of increase your serving size of your afternoon snack, make that slightly larger if that was when you were getting hungry. And we want to kind of gradually increase this flexibility, not just suddenly all at once. So add the odd kind of untracked day, add an untracked meal, try out this new recipe, but do it kind of gradually. And this is why it's so important to create those habits and routines whilst you're dieting that you can continue forwards on, not just doing some, you know, crash 8-week, 10-week diet following a meal plan that you can only maintain for that short period of time, but you have no idea what to do afterwards because you're not going to be able to sustain it for much longer than that, and you've not laid any foundations for your life, your routine, your habits, your knowledge of your nutrition to be able to maintain that body composition. That's why so many people diet, lose the fat, but then end up putting it back on, and that is a horrible, exhausting and tiring cycle to feel stuck in. So that is a bit of a framework for what to do after you diet, finding maintenance after a diet. If you've got any questions or there's things I can help you with, drop me an email, drop me an Instagram DM. I am more than happy to help. If it's something you're repeatedly struggling with and you feel like you need guidance and support through this process, through the process of, yes, finding your new maintenance levels, but also that kind of accountability and ability to maintain the positive habits and structures and that kind of thing, and not just go diet's over, you know, and feel like the pendulum swings in the opposite direction. I do this with my clients, and that, you know, it's such a big focus on the fact that maintenance can be hard, and we work through that together, and we make sure that they, what, you know, they've worked so hard for this diet, we make sure that they're able to maintain this with the added benefit of more flexibility, more food and that kind of thing for the long term. So if that's something you'd like support with and guidance with, I'll pop a link to getting some more information about my one-to-one training and nutrition coaching down below. You can kind of fill out the form. You'll just get sent over the information pack. So it's because no commitment by filling out that form, but you'll get some more information. And from there, we can have our kind of discovery chat. So that's either in the form of a call or a WhatsApp discussion. So the choice is yours from there to have a chat, talk about your goals, see if we're a good fit. So if that is something you're interested in, I'll leave that link in the show notes. I hope this was helpful for you today. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and I'll speak to you all again next Monday.